FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
This is Busty in the Bass, and you're listening to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on LURadio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death From Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC.
Queens Radio.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. Sun in the steam of the coffee cups, it lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you.
Through with
table is littered with jams and creamers. The booth is tight packed with tight face beamers. And all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and a breakfast break.
Check things out today with Spring Reverb. We're going to play some tunes. We're going to reminisce about last year. We're going to tell you about some amazing events around town. And then play some music. All right. So,
because it's our second annual extravaganza, we just played Double Reverb by the Surfer Jets.
Yeah. You know, we're running a tight ship here, and it all sounds all professional when good old DJ Tangent comes in here to help me out, take over the reins. He's got his notebook and his USB stuff, and I was just madly searching for stuff. So things like you, nothing has changed in the last year, except we've become exceptional radio hosts. That's it. What do you think?
Well, my show had yet to debut when we did this last year.
Ah, yes, that's right. When did your show start last year?
July,
yeah. So there you go. Wow, it took a while. Yeah. Time moves so fast when
it's
you're having fun.
Amateur procrastination.
That's why we love them. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. I hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Summer's trying to creep its way in. Things have been good this week. Moved out to Portsmouth Village, so man, it's quiet. It's pretty cool. You got to stop out there, buddy, because I got a couple Blue Jays that have already trained me. It only took about a day or so, and I had a bag of peanuts. And this one little dude just shows up while I'm just sitting there hanging out, enjoying some of the sweet herb of the earth. And he'll land there, and he'll kind of look at me, turn his head sideways, and I'll start talking with him, and then I'll get up slowly and go grab a peanut and crack it open and put it in, like, and he won't even fly away. I stay about maybe 2-3 feet from him and put it down, and he just runs over, hops over and grabs it and takes off. And then, so yeah, I got some Blue Jay buddies out in Portsmouth Village. So no more tweakers on Main Street just screaming at all times of the hours. It was fun. I'm not going to miss the racism. I'm not going to miss the watch.
I thought you were going to say the cars racing down Princess.
Oh, that too, man. To all of those little boys who their mummies never paid attention to them, and they have to have their loud, look at me, everyone, look at me. I got a big loud car because my mummy never loved me. Nah, it's those people, eh? But all right, enough about that. Enough. But how was your week there, DJ Tangent?
It was a quiet week. Wednesday, though, I got to spend the day looking after the youngest grandson.
Excellent.
It was fun. He's crazy.
All right. Well, you were brooming, weren't you?
He's hilarious. Oh, yeah. Last night, Dave Gunning. A folk artist from Pictou County, Nova Scotia.
Cool.
I'm not going to talk about him too much because Hugh was there, and I'm sure he'll have lots to say.
Yeah, that's right. Hugh.
And the party man was there.
Yeah, John McClurg. Look out, dance floor. He's got a beer in each hand, and he's looking for fun.
he's a busy guy. He's got to be in Westport today. Then he's got another gig in Belleville.
Man, he never stops. Never stops at all.
Someone as famous and important as the party man would have a chauffeur by now.
Well,
no, he doesn't.
Well, maybe I'll provide, I'll offer my services to drive him around, because that would be fun, eh? I could be his bodyguard / driver. That would be pretty fun. All right, and I was going to talk about something else. I can't remember. But, all right, everyone, spring reverb. So, do you want me to do a little intro to Spring Reverb here, Tangent, or do you want
the screen in front of you?
Okay. Right. So listen up. Okay. So if you are an avid, addicted listener to CFRC, as am I, and good old DJ Tangent, you'll have heard a couple shows this week promoting Spring Reverb, and they had the organizer
Mark.
Yes,
and,
Mark
Verge.
Say that again.
Verge. The other Virginia, Virginia the promoter.
Yeah, that's what that was one of the shows. Fun, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And then it's not Ellie, but the one young lady who's helping out also did a spot yesterday, did a full hour on the Spring Reverb. She interviewed him, and it's Jenny, the fun with Jenny, or no, the peace, love, and Jenny. All right, enough. Okay, so Spring Reverb. 4 days. It's celebration of live music, workshops, panels, and industry events. The event takes place downtown across several of our favorite venues. Shows combination of free and ticketed. We'll take you through that. And throughout April, they revealed some of the coolest additional events that are going to be coming on. So check out kppconcerts.com/springreverb, and you can go there and purchase tickets and or see the full deal. All right, so you got them, you got them. Well, why don't we just start? Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk? Let's talk Wolf. No. You want to talk the Broom or Drain? Do you want to do it by venue or do you just want to jump in?
I don't have any of them.
I got some.
I have one of his songs. We can start there if you want.
Okay. Let's start with... Okay, we're going to start with the Broom Factory. And so, day one, Broom Factory. Well, I'll do some Pony Girl and Almond Milk. And then... and I may have, you'll see. Super exciting. Super exciting stuff here. All right. So, Broom Factory. Everything starts on the 28th, which is what, a Thursday?
It's Thursday.
And, we are going to see, on the Broom Factory, local hip hop iconicons, Slaves of Spanky. And it's difficult to play some of their music because they swear a lot, like a lot. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. But what I'm going to do here is just play a little track in the background as I talk about others. So this is happening. Let's see. All right, bring it down, DJ. All right. So, in the background, Slaves of Spanky on Bandcamp. That you can find their stuff there. But they have an album of tracks that they've beats. You know, it's got like, I don't know, 40 tracks, different beats and stuff, so that good old DJ Tangent can write a rhyme and practice his... Yeah, you can practice your freestyles to that, and then yeah. Oh, we should do a rap post. Yeah. So check out Slaves of Spanky. But backing up Slaves of Spanky, a local Almond Milk, Simon, good producer, performer, and Pony Girl. So, I have a track here. Is that Pony Girl? There's Pony Girl. I pulled up their album here. Laugh It Off. Let's see. We're going to play a track called Come Good. C-O-M-E. Oh, yep. I got to stop them. Here we go. Pony Gold, or Pony Girl, and Come Good.
It's a second chance.
There is no divide anyone can try to conquer. We started, we had some background beats there from Slaves of Spanky. Then we have Pony Girl and Come Good, C-O-M-E. And then You Got Me, you just heard. And that's a collabio between Luca Ferreira, Cherry Kim, and Almond Milk. You can see Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, and Almond Milk on the 28th at the Broom.
Now, let's move over to the 29th at the Broom. So, we have Futura Free, who I don't have a song for.
I'll check it out. You keep giving your stuff.
I do have one for Cam Cahin, and I do have one for the Journey Nil, who we saw at the Broom Factory, guessing by when I played it on my show, sometime in September.
Yeah.
All right. So the one I'm going to play by Cam Cahin is called Breaker Bend from an album called, coincidentally, Breaker Bend. And then the Dirty Nil is Rock and Roll Band is the song I'm going to play from them. So I shall start it with old Cam. See how we're doing this? The opening act first?
Give her.
Okay. Here we go.
Button pressing anxiety or something, man. You're keeping us on the edge. This is one of those artistic silences.
Here we go.
Oh, falling of the leaves on autumn, soon to be all alone, not before the rising of the tide. In my mind, letting go of what we were, hoping for the best along the way. And you'll say, leave us, leave.
Okay, we're back. Tis I, DJ Tangent, here on, Making Bacon. What? The second annual Spring Reverb Preview Extravaganza.
Yeah, Spring Reverb. Extravaganza.
So what you just heard was Leaving by Future of Free. Before that, Rock and Roll Band by The Dirty Nil. And we started that off with Cam Cahin. I think it's pronounced.
All right.
Stop that. With A Break or Bend. And that's Broom Factory on the 29th.
Broom Factory on the 29th. Oh, and did you see
Friday.
That last song, Future Free?
Future Free? Yep, yeah, I did.
Okay. All right, man. Why don't we? Let's check out some. Can you hear me talking okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There it is. Okay, so let's check out some actual other events that are happening. And the other events that
this is happening right there as I point to the studio beside us.
Okay, well, so first of all, Wednesday, May the 27th, Canada's Music, this mic isn't working, something's wrong. My headphones sound. Does this sound okay in yours?
Yeah, it sounds fine over here.
Right, whatever. So first one, Wednesday, May the 27th, Canada's Music Incubator, Financial Literacy for Artists. That's at the Broom Factory from 10 to 4. It's free, but they say RSVP. So let's have a quick look.
Probably some limited spaces.
Yeah, probably limited spaces. There's two facilitators, Vel Omazic, who is the founder and CEO of Canada's Music Incubator, and then Liam Killeen, and they're
the lead mentor. There's a title.
Yeah, they're Toronto-based. Artists, musicians, business folks coming here to help you establish a budget, establish better smarts with the coffers in your pocket. All right, and what did you say, May 29th?
Oh, yes, the PA Days. Oh, is it
PA Days? Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't know if it's a PA Day because I don't have kids in school. A youth crash course in demo recording. So it says all ages, but that means it's for the youth. Now on the Victoria Day thing at by the tourist office there, they claimed that like for the youth for open mic it was under 30, which seems awfully old for youth. So I think they would prefer you to be like 18 or under,
yes,
or so.
Oh, yes, it does say that. Hands-on workshop for youth under 30. Oh, man, that's discrimination, man.
Ageism.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, being a white, privileged, old man here, I'm calling them out.
I'm being oppressed.
I'm being oppressed. So, yeah.
So you can, in the studio next door, what's that, Studio One?
Sure.
Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, Studio One. You can record a demo that you can.
Yeah.
That is yours, and it's co-presented by the Kingston Music Office.
Very cool. Very cool. Bring the whole.
Man, I would have loved to have had that when I was an actual youth.
You can bring you bring to it a polished demo recording, an audio file, a short video for social use if you want, and.
That's what you take away, not what you bring.
Each participant may bring one instrument and will leave with raw videos and a polished demo. Oh, yeah, right. There you go. All right, so now back to some tunage. So we did the 28th and the 29th on the Broom Factory. Now we are going to do the 30th. And this show, my friend, this show I'm looking forward to. Coming into town is Tanya Iyer, Julia Finnegan, Pompeii, and of Kingston, living in Toronto, Clara Smallman.
Julia's from Kingston, too.
Is Julia from Kingston? Okay.
Yeah, cool. I don't know if she still is in that role, but she was doing the social media for the KCFF.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, and a little insider info here. Playing in Tanya Iyer's band is a favorite of mine who we were introduced to through our buddy Scotty, friend of his, Emily Kahn. Emily Kahn, who's living in Toronto, I believe, and she plays the big harp.
Yes.
Yeah, she plays the harp. Hopefully she's going to be bringing the great big one. That's cool. On her album cover, she has a picture of her sitting with it. All right, and so we got some music for you now.
So, you've missed one. There's also Pompeii playing in that.
Pompeii, all right.
Yeah. Good. Now, and what's her name? The Kahn. Emily Kahn.
Emily?
Sings backing vocals on some of those tunes too. So,
awesome.
We're not going to do this in any particular order. I chose, because if you look at, you've got the screen up there.
Yep.
Pull that up.
Yep.
The song titles.
Oh yeah, you do.
The song titles are hilarious.
Okay, let's see. It's actually a hard combination.
Orange on. Orange on beige is hard.
Can we grow that we can't see from here? Let's name of one song. Where does that energy go? When you're underwater, be brave. I am a mountain. Make sure you don't move. I'm a mountain. Don't be afraid.
So I chose. I'm a mountain, don't be afraid.
Cool.
Because if you, it tells you which ones have the harp on it, so I want to make sure we got one with the harp.
Excellent.
And then I
was on. Such a responsible DJ.
Oh, so. Yeah. Don't want to disappoint people. And I also picked one from the Pompeii fellow called Social Anxiety, because I don't know. It seemed to fit.
Awesome.
Not putting a spotlight on myself or anything. So I'll do the Tanya Iyer one first.
Yeah.
And then that one.
So, and I'll play Clara after that.
I'm a mountain. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid of the things you can't change. Thank you.
somebody who talked to me tonight. I was alone at a show. I was hoping that I might run into somebody that I know who'd want to talk to me. Maybe they would even welcome me into their conversation. I was lucky, in the end I found some friends. They asked me about me, and I asked them about them. I had fun, I had fun. I am happy that I went out. I almost stayed at home, I think that I'd have liked that. Something I allowed and played guitar till I lose sight of all the ways I'm comfortable, that nothing can hurt me here. I am home, I am safe as long as I don't disappear into worrying about myself and hoping that I don't die. I'll be hoping that
I'm seeing in the backseat. pretend that I've known you before. I'm not good at the friend act, but I can tell that I'm sure. I want a chance just to prove it. I wanna help close the door. Step closer to me. Stop with those eyes. Come here, what I've been drinking. Hey dear, don't fear, you're all I'm seeing. In the backseat on the concrete, and I'm completely dizzy and dreaming, bittersweet. Come here, come closer to me. Hey dear, I'm clear with what you're thinking. Careful, baby, you're stumbling over words. You're gonna make me spill my
Yeah.
We're back. DJ Tangent.
And Make Bacon DJ Over Easy. Spring Reverb. Bloop, bloop.
Extravaganza, Volume 2.
Yeah. Two. All right, who do we have?
So we have...
What? Found it.
Okay, just for that, I'll play this.
Amateurs.
Thank you, Ian.
Hey, sound effects? Oh, damn, yeah, man.
We are amateurs.
Don't be taking my show to the next level. People are going to expect sound effects now. I got the horn.
You're the one with the horn. Okay, so we had Tanya Eiler with I Am a Mountain, Don't Be Afraid. Pompey, I'm Scared. And Clara Smallman with I Can't See the
Spill Far. My Wine. Yeah.
So I remember we saw Clara last summer at the mansion, R.I.P.
I saw her at
outdoors.
Yeah, that was the outdoors one. Yeah. I also saw her at BSE, skate shop. So she opened with Luella, I do believe it must have been, because that's the only time I've seen music there. So she was there with Luella.
What I remember about that show was there were all these people said, oh, Claire, it's great to see you. And then they didn't shut up for the whole time.
Yeah, right.
Show.
Family, yeah.
It's like,
would
people just let her play. Just hush. Show some respect.
Yeah, and Simon's her neighbor, Luella's neighbor. So Almond Milk, he was playing the drums for Luella. Yeah. All right, so.
We won't mention her government name.
And don't forget, we had Emily Kahn playing harp on that Tanya Iyer song. So that is on the 30th. That at the Broom Factory. That is a show, $20. They all start at 7:30. So get there. And, well, yeah, doors at 7. Thank you. And, yeah, that's one I want to see. That's one I want to see.
I'll be there volunteering at the one on the 29th. There.
All right. So, on the 31st, we have the closers, $35 for the show, Bedouin Sound Clash. Does that start at the 7:30 also? No, that's a 2 p.m. show. So shows at 2:30. So don't get caught on Sunday late, 2 p.m. on Sunday, May the 31st, Broom Factory, Bedouin Sound Clash, and Emma LaTagna?
LaMontagne.
LaMontagne. What?
LaMontagne.
LaMontagne. Emma LaMontagne. LaMontagne. Dang. Oh, like lasagna? That's what I... okay,
French,
sorry.
For the mountain.
Ah, all right. So, you know what? I was going to play a Bedouin Sound Clash track, but you know what? I'm not going to, because we're approaching the top of the hour, and we want to talk about the other Spring Room Reverb stuff, the other very cool stuff going on. So on Friday, May the 29th, the Slate Music Video Program Info Launch Mixer. Now, everybody has heard, good old DJ Tangent and I like to go see at the Kingston Film Festival, the Slate music videos that they do around town. So tell us about that.
Well, there are, I think, 10 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 video production folks, and they sort of put names in a hat and draw 10 musical artists. Like, you apply. I think the applications were, I saw ads that they were recent. And then they produce a music video, and they have a little competition at the KCFF. And sometimes they let people like us be extras in the videos, which is always cool.
That's right. Good old DJ Tangent's a star. If you're looking for a handsome, dapper Santa, hipster Santa for your video, we're available to be extras.
Yeah.
Free. So... Giver?
Yes.
So so that's Friday, May the 29th, Slate Music Video Launch.
Ziki, and it's free, but you need to RSVP because, well, then you can only fit so many people in there.
That's right. Muziki, 5 p.m. Ah, here's a fun one. DIY merch drop-in. And that is at, it's called The Warehouse, which appears to be right across the street from the Broom Factory.
It's 12 Cataract Way.
And give your merch table a glow up. Now, here's starts at 11 o'clock. RSVP so that you make sure you get a spot. Drop in hands-on with designers, makers, artists, learn how to screen print your own apparel, make buttons, all the cool stuff, all the cool stuff. Now, this is epic. This is an epic event that I cannot stress enough. It's going to be one of the coolest things to see. If you're going to get out Saturday, May the 30th, go to the Broom Factory between 11 and 3 p.m., I do believe music will be starting around 1-ish, 1 to 3, I heard on the radio. And it is the Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. What? And they've got amazing stuff. It looks like all kinds of vendors. And
a lot of vendors.
We got metal workers. We